Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I'm going to actually focus on our main sponsor, Apple Capital Group. The show that was scheduled for this segment has been changed until next week. It will be actually the 17th. So anyway, I'm going to talk about financing a company. I'm getting a lot of requests regarding financing, and since that's our sponsor, we're going to talk about financing today and the ways that you can finance your business. So anyway, before I get started, I'd like to thank you for listening to these broadcasts. I mean, we've had a powerful 2 days. I mean, our traffic has increased and listenership has increased in the last 2 days with only having a couple of shows, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, with probably 7 shows, we have hit a record for this month. We have exceeded what we've done in the prior 2 months, which is amazing, totally amazing. Thank you guys for listening. To talk about Apple Capital Group financing terms, let's talk about, I'm going to go to the website, and I'm going to walk you through the website, and that kind of give you a way to figure out how can you apply for financing. Number one, when you apply for financing for any financial institution, you got to come with a dog and pony show. You have to look good on your books. You have to look good not only with your books. Everything has to be in alignment. If you're a startup, everything has to be in alignment. Everything has to be decent and in order, as they say. So the first thing that we always ask, if you're an existing business, you must be making a profit or at least breaking even. If you're breaking even, it's better to have some profit so you can show that you can be able to make payments, because the question is going to come out if you are breaking even, which is better than better than losing money. How are you going to be able to make the payments? Is this going to help you increase to make payments? So these are the check sheet that you really need to have. Number one, I'm going to go to on applecapitalgroup.com, go to apply for financing. And there in the application sections, you have asset-based lending application, accounts receivable application, you have equipment financing application, you have credit card processing, you have real estate, and short-term loans. So that kind of give you a heads up on what's going on with those. So let me talk about each application. But before I do that, I'm going to go and talk about what's on the home page. If you have any questions, feel free. You can call me, and I can give you the information. Our number here at Apple Capital Group is 866-611-7457. And mainly, we provide asset-based loans. So as many of you have an asset, we can lend on that. That's really what it means. So kind of keep that in mind. You got to have some type of asset in order to get some type of loan. Something has to be held in collateral. So the asset-based lending category has those assets. If you have a truck, you have heavy-duty equipment, it would fit in that particular category as collateral. Also, asset-based lending would be categories of short-term loans that can be offered. Now, we do have a short-term loan up to $150,000. However, you have to be taking credit cards for the you have to be in business for at least a year. You need to be taking credit cards. It's not a credit card advancement. We do have that program for a credit card advancement or type of factoring program, but that's not really what it's about. It's giving you an unsecured loan based on your revenue and what we can project, what the risk is. Okay. So another category is called equipment financing. Equipment financing, literally what it is, it's equipment leasing. You lease the equipment. You finance the equipment. We can go from really typically from $10,000 and above to $10 million if necessary. Small business loans can be the real estate loans that we can do, or we can do long-term loans, and that's what that program is designed for. Factoring is taking your purchase order factoring. We can factor those. I mean, we can finance those. Your inventory, we can finance those. Also, we can finance your receivable as well. Also, we have a vendor program. If you're a vendor, if you're a new or existing business and you need a vendor to finance your customers' purchases, we can be able to do that for business to business, not business to consumer. Also, we have a broker program here as well. This means if you're a broker or you want to be an independent sales agent, you can be an independent sales agent, and they pay you commissions on those. And they're really, really generous. We value our partners. And believe me, is probably the highest in this industry. So try and keep that in mind if you want to try for that program. We have a quick loan request. You can put your quick quote in there, and we'll go ahead and generate a quote to you within anywhere from about 30 minutes to 60 minutes. It just really depends when it comes in. In the morning, it's quite faster as you get in the meat of the day after 2 o'clock. We get a lot of calls that come in, so things start to slow down. At the 4 o'clock central time, which is 5 o'clock, it really slows down because only maybe one person is doing it from that time, two people at the most. We have a blog, which our blog including a website and also this show, give you a lot of daily tips, give you management, give you tips on marketing, give you tips on financing, give you tips of life. I mean, these are some top experts with practical advice that I can give you. I mean, on the show this week, we had some people that personalization and making it easier for that particular organization when they buy things makes your job a lot easier. So kind of keep that in mind. You always want to make the other person to do it, I mean, to pick up that packet and go forward with it to make their job easier. We have a white paper on asset-based lending I wrote about a couple months ago that we publish, and you can take a look at recent deals. Also, we're pretty active on Twitter. We're active on the Blog Talk Radio Network. We're syndicated, and we're a member of several finance organizations in the BBB as well. If you go to the equipment finance page, it has a whole list of things that you can kind of take a look at, and they kind of give you in details what type of equipment we finance, but we do other equipment as well. That's for financing and for leasing. Also, there's a product in here about vendor financing. We finance your floor plan on your equipment that you sell to your customers as well. We also put some terms in here, definitions on what terms of equipment leasing is. We have history of leasing. We have some key points, why choose Apple Capital Group to do your financing. Besides, you know, we're kind of a partner instead of a lender. We have great customer service. We have competitive rates. We have unbelievable speed and flexibility that some lenders can't do. And we can go with an approval app-only page as well. Sometimes keep in mind that if it's a new or struggling business or financial challenge business, they're going to ask for more documentation to prove that you are sustainable and to get a loan. If we go to who is Apple Capital Group, it kind of goes in detail on who we are as a group. You can take a look on that page. It's under the equipment leasing tab. And give you also information on why you need to lease as well. Compare apples to oranges. Just go through that page. And it kind of tells you, break down, why lease, why finance. And most people are going to lease because of the tax incentives. Then we can go into a great program we have is the lease sell-back program. You can take your existing equipment and finance that equipment back to you. So we can finance it if you bought some equipment that's maybe 5 years old or 3 years old or just even a month ago, we can finance that back to you. And if you paid cash for it, you own it, whatever, and we can give that back to you. Also, the factoring program, we do merchant card processing. We do factoring, purchase order, inventory factoring, and accounts receivable factoring. We do procurement financing, purchase order financing, as I mentioned earlier, and credit card investments. Merchant advances, rather. Asset-based lending, we do merger and acquisition, finance, real estate loans, small business financing, capital markets financing, capital markets investment, short-term loans, real estate lease sellbacks, and we do SBA. Also, you have some information on what our lending profile is. I also get some information about careers and about us. We have a small Spanish page. Go check the information out there, and you have a contact page. We have four offices, one in Jacksonville, one in Houston, Dallas, and one in Denver, Colorado. So that's pretty much in a nutshell all about Apple Capital Group. I'm going to go ahead and play an ad real quick from our sponsor, and we'll be back in a moment.
Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Japan.
Played the wrong intro, but I'm going to go ahead and play the ad.
Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida, is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com.
Okay, now this is what I was talking about at the very top of the hour, regarding the things that you really need. Now, we're going to go back to the application page, and this is really important. Just not sending with us, but sending to any lender. Number one, what you're going to need to be prepared for is not having just a business plan. You don't need a business plan that's 40 pages long. We're not going to read that. You need to have maybe a 5-page business plan and just go straight to the basics. We want your financial statements for the past 2 years. For the past 2 years, okay? Addition to that, that means we want your balance sheet and your profit and loss statement. So, for example, it's the prior 2 years. So we're in the current year. We know you're not going to have that offhand, but we're going to need the last 2 years. Now, once we go through the first quarter of the year, we're going to ask them for interims. Interims just mean what you have to date. So if you, in May, we're going to ask from your financials, snapshot of your financials up to the beginning of the year to today's date. So, again, for example, if you're talking about the last 2 years, financial statements, which is your profit and loss in your balance sheet, and your tax returns. You have that, you're in good shape. If you haven't filed your tax returns from the prior year, enclose your extension, but give us the year before. So you will have 2 years of tax returns already there. So if that makes sense to you. So we're talking about if we're in 2012 or 2013. Say we in May of 2013. We want your 2012, 2011 financial statements and tax returns, okay? And if you're in 2013, in May of 2013, so we need your profit and loss up to that particular day. It can be the end of April, along with your balance sheet on that snapshot on that day. But if you did not do finish your taxes, you got an extension for 2012, we want you to give us 2010, so you at least have 2 years. And now the courtesy, if you do that, give them the prior year financial statements. So if that makes sense, if you're filling your 2012 You already have your 2012 and your 2011s. We're speaking if we're in 2013. Balance sheet and financial statements, but you didn't finish your 2012 tax returns. Give us the prior year. So it means you're giving us financials for 2010, 2011, and 2012. But your tax returns, if you don't have 2012, you're giving us 2010 and 2011, if that makes sense. And you're giving us interims on the for 2013 from January to the whatever that snapshot you want to take for the prior month. So if we're in May, we want all the way into the end of April, if possible, or at least the end of March, the first quarter. They try to keep them. They like to have the financials no older than 60 days through the process. So if you can get them within 30 or 45 days, because if you go beyond 60 days in underwriting, then they want you to go back and give us an update. So they keep a 60-day spread, if that makes sense. So if you're in May, and you're giving us the first quarter of the year, which is fine, but if we go into June, they're gonna want an update. Because they don't want anything over 60 days old. Sometimes we're going to need for a personal financial statement, so kind of include that. You're disclosing yourself. Also, if you have assets, put a list of your assets that's encumbered or free and clear. That can be taken into consideration, so it will help. Give us your projections for the next 5 years. That would help as well. The financials are the key of getting a loan. I can't say that enough. Your credit needs to be there as well, personal and your business credit. So do what you can to address your financial issues, to pay them off or clean them up or settle whatever. Make sure your business credit, you're in at least the 7. I mean, if you a personal guarantee, make sure you're in the high 6. 7s are great, 8s excellent. Okay. If you're in business credit on your Dun & Bradstreet, make sure you're in a 70 range, not the 60. You can get something in the 60s. 70 looks extremely good. If you can get a perfect 80 or 79 or 80, 80 is perfect. You mean paying everything within terms within 30 days. And get those scores up. Make sure you pull out your Dun & Bradstreet. Make sure you pull up your Equifax. Make sure you pull up your Experian. Make sure you pull up your PayNet. So look at those four bureaus before you even apply. And make sure you have a one-page executive summary to say exactly who you are and what you do. Make sure you have a list of your top vendors, 5 vendors. Make sure that in cases, be prepared to turn over your receivables and your payables if necessary. And those look, you know, you put everything on the table, it makes it a lot easier for a lender to decide this is going to be a good fit for us. So if you give that to them, they don't have to ask for it. One of the reasons that people get delayed and not a fast decision because we have to go back and fish for things. So if you get it to the very beginning, we don't have to ask for it, and everything is there, and it goes a lot quicker. So anyway, check out stuff on our website. We have a lot of great information on there. And thank you guys for listening to these programs and supporting it. I would invite you to go out and Google Plus this these shows so we can measure the success of them, or you can mention it on Facebook, or you can Google like us, whatever. So anyway, everybody, thank you for listening to this program. It's been a short edition of Apple Capital Group show called The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. Everybody have a great day and a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.